A massive fire at a Chevron oil facility in El Segundo, California, south of L.A. ABC's Trevor Ault has more on the intense flames.
Firefighters rushing to the scene in El Segundo, California around 9:30 last night, trying to tackle that gigantic blaze. Several fires burning within the facility.
Yeah, we have heavy flames showing from the refinery.
Towering flames and billowing smoke turning the night sky red. The inferno could be seen for miles.
Today is sentencing day for Sean Diddy Combs in New York. He is expected to address the court and apologize. Prosecutors are asking he receive 11-year sentence. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. Governor Tony Evers defends congressional Democrats who demand enhanced Obamacare tax credits set to expire in December be included in any bill to keep the federal government running. Speaking with reporters Thursday, Evers says he thinks what the Democrats are asking for is not extraordinarily difficult. A shooting Wednesday in the city of Barron leaves one person dead and two others injured. Officers located a deceased male and wounded female and the suspect, who had what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Life-saving measures were attempted on all three. The woman and suspect are transported to hospitals. And one of Wisconsin's largest convenience store chains will no longer take or offer pennies. Quick Trip announced Thursday it'll follow guidelines from the U.S. Department of Treasury, which is phasing out production of 1-cent coins. Instead, Quick Trip will round prices down to the nearest 5 cents. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Fall-like temperatures will be back next week. We're going to be dealing with this sunny summer-like weather for a few more days. Today, sunshine, mid to upper 80s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, back into the 60s. Tomorrow, sunny and windy with a high again in the mid to upper 80s. If your bathroom needs a remodel, do it upright. Interest and payment-free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
It's time for this hour's keyword to text in our Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text to Win contest. Right here on 99.7 Max FM.
This hour's keyword is love. L-O-V-E. Download the free Civic Media app in the Apple or Google App Stores. Look for Max and host app on 99.7 Max FM. Use the text button to send in the keyword love. L-O-V-E for your chance to win in our multi-state text to win contest brought to you by State Farm Insurance agent Chris Stanton. Again, the keyword is love. L-O-V-E. Look for 99.7 Max FM on the Civic Media app. Use the text button to send in the keyword right now. You have until the end of the hour to text in love. L-O-V-E to be entered into our daily giveaway and our grand prize drawing. Here is Boston, More Than a Feeling on Max FM.
tired and thinking cold. I hide in my music, forget the day, and dream of a girl I used to know. I close my
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM is our goal for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text to Win contest brought to you by Back Row Baraboo Motors. This hour's keyword is love, L-O-V-E. Enter in the word love for your chance to win this hour. Daily drawings for $200 cash and gold jewelry and tickets to see Green Bay in November. DeBarge on Max FM.
And it feels like the world is on your shoulders and all of the madness has got you going. It's time to get out, step out into the street, where all of the action is right there at your feet. Well, I know a place where we can dance the whole night away, underneath the electric stars. Just come with me and we can shake your blues right away. You'll be doing fine once the music starts. Oh, feel the beat of the rhythm of the night. Dance until the morning light. Forget about the world. Celebration starting under the street lights. The scene is being set. A night for romance, a night you won't forget. So come join the fun. This ain't no time to be staying on. Ooh, there's too much going on.
The words on your mind, you can leave them all behind.
It's time for this hour's keyword to text in our Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text to Win contest. Right here on 99.7 Max FM.
It is our Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text to Win contest on 99.7 Max FM. Brought to you by Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. This hour's keyword is love. L-O-V-E. Download the free Civic Media app. Look for 99.7 Max FM. Tap on Max and Mouse and use the text button at the bottom of your screen to send in the keyword love, L-O-V-E, for your chance to win in our multi-state text to win contest. Daily giveaway of $200 cash and gold jewelry and the grand prize drawing. Tickets to see Green Bay versus Minnesota November 23rd, indoor club level tickets. You need to text in love, L-O-V-E, before 8 a.m. this morning for a chance to be entered in this hour. Let's take a look at our weather forecast for today. Sunny with a high of 88. Tonight, mostly clear, a low of 63. On Saturday, sunny, warming up to a high of 87. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low of 64. Sunday, sunny, a high of 84. Sunday night, we do see shower chances return into early Monday morning. Temperatures start falling to more seasonable temperatures starting on Monday, with high of 68, and we see temperatures starting to trend downward next week into the low 60s. We see lows in the low 40s and high 30s by midweek next week. Currently 62 degrees outside the Weicker Great Day building and the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. Good morning, Emily. How are you doing on this wonderful Friday morning?
Good morning, Dave. I am doing great on this wonderful Friday morning. It's Friday.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm excited. You know, lots of things happening today. We have the homecoming parade in downtown Baraboo. That'll start right around 3:30 p.m. As a reminder, if you work in downtown Baraboo like ourselves, the Courthouse Square has restricted parking after 1 p.m. today because of the homecoming parade. So please plan accordingly. Also, a little bit of other good news. 3rd Avenue is open at Birch Street today. They have completed paving on that portion of the road. Birch Street is still closed. However, 3rd and Birch, you can now get through there because obviously they wanted to have that open for the homecoming parade. So some great news there. We will be live streaming that homecoming parade today starting around 3:20 p.m. on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. We will find out also if Killian is crowned king. And so we will provide an update as soon as we know that. Speaking of intern Killian, of course, this is his Tuesday, Thursday rotation week. Emily, you and I were doing a little chatting, and since Mr. Killian was having so much fun with toilet paper, we came up with a unique idea after his interesting Wednesday night.
Yes.
Killian's going to be donating some toilet paper to Hope House of South Central Wisconsin with his friends on October 23rd during their donation drive for Purple Thursday. The team over here at Max FM thought, you know, what's the appropriate thing to have happen after his shenanigans on Wednesday night? And we had a discussion and we decided that, you know, we're going to do a little good. And since he knows all about purchasing toilet paper, he will be purchasing some with his friends and donating on October 23rd to Hope House during their donation drive.
I love that. Full circle. Put those purchasing dollars to work. Get some toilet paper and give it to folks who need it rather than throwing it around. I think that's a great idea. No harm done. It was funny to be able to tease him a little bit on the air. I think he got a little bit surprised by that, but that's okay. It's just a little lighthearted. He's got a good sense of humor.
He does.
I think that's a very appropriate thing. I encourage it. I love it.
Yeah,
donations always make a person feel good.
They do. And, you know, it was, you know, there's a lot worse things that could be happening in this world and things that could have been done. And after we got off the air, Killian was talking about how uncomfortable it is to sit in the back of a squad car. Well, yeah, they don't build the back of the squad cars for comfort. There's not a lot of room back there. And when you're sitting back there and you're a little bit taller, it's not comfortable. I totally understand where he's coming from. I get it. I've sat in the back of a squad car before. Not the most comfortable place to sit on a plastic seat, and you have about 3 inches of leg room back there. So, yeah, I totally get where he's coming from, and, yeah, you know, we had a little bit of...
sitting back there to get a ride, though. I mean, right? Like, just... you know.
Yeah, we'll just go with that. It's one of those
antics continue.
Yes, they do. And so, but yeah, no, we appreciate him being a good sport about it. And, you know, we had set him up pretty good because he thought we were going to talk about calendar days. And you and I had set him up pretty good for that conversation. It was still funny when his voice got three octaves higher yesterday. We knew we had him right there, and so that was priceless. And it's all good. He's all good. He's looking forward to homecoming today. You'll hear his local sports report in a few minutes as well. So we're so happy to have him here. He'll be back with us next week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, for those that are asking. So, yes, Killian is back with us next week on his Monday, Wednesday, Friday rotation. We appreciate having him in studio. At 8:30, Chris Hobble will be joining myself. We're going to talk a little NFL, and let's just put it this way, Emily, the Packers are not the only team to have some issues in overtime.
Well, at least we have that going for us, that we're not.
That's all, you know.
Clearly the only one out there having issues. So I don't know that that's a good thing for the NFL, but at least, you know, maybe it's normalizing or making it less frustrating.
It may be. I don't know. Maybe it makes us feel a little bit better as Packer fans, you know.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Frustrated fans across lots of different states, maybe. Let's put it, and that's all right. You know what? It helps to have support.
It really does, and that is a cool thing. So, you know, I'm going to touch on a one-hour sports thing real quick since we are talking sports as well. The Brewers are going to be playing the Cubs. We found that out yesterday. We now know they're playing the Cubs on Saturday at 1:08 p.m. So, yes, Brewers playing the Cubs in the first playoff game for the Brewers. You know, this is pretty cool. We've had this rivalry with the Cubs forever. And, of course, Craig Counsell is going to be back in Milwaukee, which, you know, former Brewer. And so, yeah, so that's going to be very interesting. So, looking forward to that. That game, it's going to be on TBS. So, hey, I get to watch a Brewers game on Saturday. So I'm excited about that. Not in person, but yes, a lot of cool Wisconsin sports things coming up, Emily. And, of course, homecoming tonight. It's just, what a great time of year. And the weird thing is, you know, we always talk about it's fall. Well, now the temperatures start to fall next week as well. So that is one thing. It's going to start feeling more fall-like next week.
Well, that's good. I mean, I've absolutely been loving this weather, but at the same time, you know, feelings of when you go outside, it kind of elicits different things that, you know, tradition, if you will, of different parts of the season. And so kind of haven't had that, although I've got to say being out and about and having it be so warm and then also the leaves changing is kind of a treat. Like, it's weird, but it's like, oh, well, I'm not leaves changing. Sometimes you think, oh, it's about to get cold. I better go inside, go get my sweater. Right. But you're outside and like, beautiful weather and have these beautiful colors. So, you know, and we know the cold's coming, so it's fine. We might as well stretch it out as long as we can. But yeah, one thing that, you know, when the weather starts getting colder and the leaves start changing and the rain comes and the dark, you know, it's getting darker at night is, you know, it pricks into those feelings of Halloween, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's really kind of where it's at. And our family, that is probably the most favorite holiday, I'd have to say, if not the most favorite holiday.
We'll talk more about Halloween at 8:10 because I don't think we'll have enough time to get into all this right now.
No, we need to have a little more time. Yeah, we need to have time because this is Halloween is something that we definitely revel in.
Or, you know,
entertainment personalities.
Yes.
Wacky.
I think maybe we'll talk about this one on Monday morning because I know our 8:10 area, we won't have a whole lot of time. So I think let's save this Halloween one for Monday because, you know, Halloween is one of the best times of year. I know how much you guys love it. So I don't want to rush through this one. So we'll talk more about that at 8:10. But Emily, we have that keyword of the hour. It's our final morning show keyword this week.
Well, I'll bring it out there. We're talking about Halloween. I love Halloween. So love is the word, L-O-V-E. And let's get that in. Go ahead and use your handy dandy Civic Media app. Click on 99.7 Max FM where that cute little mouse is. And then you just click on, why do I say click?
You're it's not clicking. Tap, anything, it's touch.
Tap on the mouse and then tap on the text because we love our phones and you know they're right next to us. So let's use that to win some prizes. $200, gold jewelry, possibly tickets to the good old Green and Gold themselves playing the purple team from up in Minnesota. in November inside Club Level Seats, folks. All you have to do is enter to win, and we want to give you those prizes. So the keyword this hour is love, L-O-V-E.
And we would love it if you text in love before 8 o'clock this morning, our multi-state text to win contest. We want to make sure everyone knows how much we love our green and gold. Emily, you're going to be back with us at 7:40. We're going to celebrate some birthdays and anniversaries.
Oh, yeah. See, we got an extra long one because we do the whole weekend. So, yes, yes, got it. All right, great. So we'll talk about who's turning when you're older today.
Yes. If you have a local birthday or anniversary, you can text those in to us as well. 608-355-9970. And don't forget to text in love in our multi-state text to win contest brought to you by Back Row Baraboo Motors, State Farm Insurance, Agent Chris Stanton, and Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Here's Chief Trick.
I want you to want me.
I go to bed feeling the same way.
Time for this hour's keyword to text in our Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text to Win contest right here on 99.7 Max FM.
This hour's keyword is love, L-O-V-E, love. Download the free Civic Media app in the Apple or Google App Stores. Look for Max Mullins. Tap on 99.7 Max FM. Use the text button at the bottom of the screen to send in the keyword love, L-O-V-E, for a chance to win in this multi-state text-to-win contest brought to you by State Farm Insurance, Agent Chris Stanton. Again, the keyword is love, L-O-V-E. Look for 99.7 Max FM, the free Civic Media app, and use the text button to send in the keyword right now, love, L-O-V-E. You have until the end of the hour. Good luck. Speaking of texting, don't forget to text in those birthday and anniversary wishes to 608-355-9970. In addition to our keyword, love, L-O-V-E. Coming up right around 7:40, we will celebrate birthdays and anniversaries. We'll have a look at sports and weather on Max FM.
Morning, welcome to the Gavin Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Next week on Tuesday is our Fall Firearms and Sporting Goods online only auction ending at 9 a.m. Very large auction featuring over 250 firearms, ammunition, sporting goods, taxidermy, and much more. There's a preview at our auction facility in Reedsburg from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. on Monday. That auction is open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. On Thursday, we have the Charles and Judy Linden Alice Chalmers Collector Tractor Auction ending at 9 a.m. They collected some very fine Alice Chalmers tractors, and there will be a preview at their farm near Kendall on Wednesday from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. This auction again ends on Thursday at 9 a.m. The catalog is open and posted for bidding at GAM. Check our website for more details, and remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling any type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy-duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
This is Killian with your Max FM Sports Report. To start off, we want to congratulate Kieran Merrill on making it to sectionals for Baraboo Girls Golf. Good luck, Kieran, and we hope to see you make it to state. Switching topics to Friday Night Lights, tonight, Reedsburg will play La Crosse Logan, Wisconsin Dells will play Mauston, Sauk Prairie will play Portage, and Baraboo will face Holman for their homecoming game. This was Killian with your Max FM Sports Report.
Here come the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Chicago Cubs beat the Padres last night 3-1. It's the first time the Cubs have ever won the final game of a playoff series at Wrigley Field. Up next, they'll face off against the Brewers at American Family Field in Milwaukee. Game one, the best of five National League Divisional Series. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
It's Cubs Brewers. That's going to be, you know, as good as it gets. It's always a great atmosphere when the two teams play each other. We'll try to get as many Cubs fans in there as we can. They won't like that, but it's going to be a fun atmosphere. I know that.
Freddie Peralta on the mound for Milwaukee. The first pitch at 1:08 tomorrow afternoon. College football. The Badgers against number 20th ranked Michigan. Tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Big House in Ann Arbor. The Badgers still dealing with injuries on the offensive line.
It's another one of those things that's just been most difficult. It's not knowing in your preparation who are you or will you have as you get towards Saturday.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Fall-like temperatures will be back next week. We're going to be dealing with this sunny, summer-like weather for a few more days. Today, sunshine, mid to upper 80s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, back into the 60s. Tomorrow, sunny and windy with a high again in the mid to upper 80s. If your bathroom needs a remodel, do it upright, interest and payment-free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Connected to our community like no one else. We are your hometown station. 99.7 Max FM.
Thank you.
maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Emily and Dave, 7:37 on Friday morning. It is our Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text Win Contest on 99.7 Max FM, brought to you by Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. This hour's keyword is love, L-O-V-E. Download the free Civic Me app, look for 99.7 Max FM. Use the text button at the bottom of the screen to send in the keyword love, L-O-V-E, for a chance to win in our multi-state text to win contest. You need to do that before the end of this hour. Bon Jovi on Max FM.
It's time for this hour's keyword to text in our Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text to Win contest, right here on 99.7 Max FM.
It is our Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text to Win contest, brought to you by Backroad Baraboo Motors. Your daily chance to win a piece of gold jewelry and $200 cold hard cash. Plus, every entry puts you into the grand prize drawing for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to the Green Bay versus Minnesota game on November 23rd. This hour's keyword to text in is love, L-O-V-E. You need to do that before 8 o'clock this morning for a chance to win this hour's drawing. We're going to take a look at our celebrity birthdays for October 3rd. And I'll start with a couple. Noah Schnapp is 21. We know him from Stranger Things. Alicia Vikander is 37. Laura Croft in the Tomb Raider reboot. And ASAP Rocky is 37. Emily, who else do you see on our celebrity list for today?
Yeah, so we have a happy birthday to Ashley Simpson. She's 41. Crazy. Let's see, who else did I see that I wanted to make sure to get to? Oh, Neve Campbell. The young lady from the Scream movies is 52 today.
What? Yeah, I know.
Yeah. What? Like Party of Five? She's like a 14-year-old or something. I don't know. She's 52. That's cray cray. Okay, and then Kevin Richardson, again, Backstreet Boys, forever a teenager. Nope, he's 54. This one I love. This woman is like forever young. Like, honestly, she looks like she's 22. Gwen Stefani, folks, yes. From No Doubt, 56 years old today. If anyone wants to know a little bit more about her and No Doubt before they became like common radio play, they were a ska band and they were real good. So definitely check them out. So easy now. You just can go into whatever app you use to get your music and look up old school No Doubt. It's great.
It is.
She's just a little rocker. Yeah, she's awesome. I love her.
Well,
not a little rocker, but an old rocker. Tommy Lee from The Crew. 63 today.
I can't believe it. You know, 63 years old. It's like, wow. Here's one that kind of caught me off guard, too. Sean William Scott, 49. He's known as Stifler in the American Pie movies.
Oh, no. He's almost 50?
Yes. Right. I told you. I would get you today. A couple others that we will talk more about during Saturday at the 60s and 70s with Kevin Kellogg. Ronnie Laws from Earth, Wind, and Fire is 75. Lindsey Buckingham is 76, formerly of Fleetwood Mac. And Chubby Checker is going to be 84. The biggest hit, of course, The Twist. Again, his real name, Ernest Evans. So
right now.
Yep.
Ernest Evans. Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt. I was just letting everyone know the imagery of you doing The Twist in the studio, but I didn't mean to interrupt.
Yeah.
And his real name, Chubby Checker, folks, Ernest Evans. That's a pretty sweet name, too.
Yeah, it is. Ernest, I mean, Evans, I'm like, why do you change it? But, you know, I guess Chubby Checker, I get it. We are going to look at Saturday, October 5th, birthdays. Dakota Johnson is 36. Anastasia Steele in the 50 Shades of Grey movies. Jern Johnson.
You skipped ahead.
Yes.
Maybe you didn't. You said October 5th. That's until Sunday.
I meant October 4th. I was looking at the October 4th list. Sure. Yep. This is Saturday, October 4th birthday list. We also have Ellen Belinska, 29, British actress from the Charlie's Angel reboot. Also the Netflix Resident Evil TV series. So, yeah, that one was interesting as well. Who else do you see on our October 4th celebrity birthday list?
Sure, this is a big one. She's back out on television right now. Alicia Silverstone. She started off on it. She was, of course, from Clueless, and she was also Batgirl. I believe she started out way back in the day on a video, like on a rock video, but I'm going to have to check my facts on that. But anyway, I do like her. Clueless was just, I mean, it's just what it is. It's great. Liv Schreiber is 58, excuse me. Ray Donovan, folks. If you haven't watched that one, whew, that's a great show. Pretty disturbing in a realistic way. It's like, oh, does that actually exist? Crazy. Russell Simmons is 68. Def Jam pioneer who keeps it very real, folks.
Mm-hmm.
68.
Wow.
Here's a big one. Go for it. You got it.
Chris Lowe, 66 years old. The instrumental half of the Pet Shop Boys. John Cicada, 64. Biggest hit, Just Another Day. Wow, we have so many big ones here. Christopher Waltz, 69. He was a bad guy in the James Bond movie Spectre and many others. And oh my goodness, we also have Linda McMahon is 77, former CEO of WWE and Vince McMahon's wife of 5 decades. Wow, didn't realize she was 77.
I know. I didn't know this one was 79. This is right? I'm a huge fan of this woman. Susan Sarandon, folks, 79. She is breathtaking. Such a great actor. Of course, she was in Rocky Horror Picture Show way back in the day. She played the infamous Janet. She was also another infamous character, Thelma and Louise. She played Louise, sassy, great decision maker and tough lady. Bull Durham, and one of my faves, good time of year for this, The Witches of Eastwick. So, I love Susan Sarandon. She's a goddess. Just got to say it like it is. But we're moving on. The birthday is on October 5th. I want to give a huge shout out to my sweet sister. Her birthday is on October 5th. I love her so, so much. And one of my besties from back in the day, Amy, another birthday on October 5th. So it's one of my favorite times of year because I got a lot of loved ones that were born in the month of October. So October 5th is a great day. But for celebrities, I mean, I don't really know who this guy is at all because he's never in the news, but Travis Kelce. 36? All right.
Well,
cool. Kansas City Chiefs tight end and engaged to someone else who's never in the news.
Who didn't just release an album at 11 o'clock last night.
Wait, what?
Yeah, she released her new album at 11 o'clock our time last night.
A little Tay Tay,
Taylor Swift, Showgirl, yes. See, I'm up on these things.
She who must not be named. Taylor, she who must not be named.
Yes. Here's a big one.
Did you hear her album? Is it good? Did you listen?
No, I did not listen yet. That is not on my list of things that I've got to yet today, but you never know. A couple of other big ones. Jesse Palmer, 47, the host of The Bachelor. Kate Winslet is 50. We all know her from Titanic, letting Jack drown. I mean,
let him get up on the board with you. He'll be fine.
It'll be fine. You just let
him away. It's fine. Fine. We've gone over that many times in my family. And people yes. are like, would the board not hold them both? Like, they just don't make it clear why she doesn't at least try. She just lets them die. All right. That's all right, Kate. We know that you were just acting out of part. Josie Bassett is 55. Jane Andrews on Melrose Place. Oh, my God. Melrose Place actors are turning 55. Great.
Yeah.
Okay. Guy Pearce is 58. Richard Ryan on The Mayor of Easttown. I don't know that show. Memento. I do know that movie. That's a great movie. And Iron Man 3. He was also in The Count of Monte Cristo and The Hurt Locker. We are talking about celebrity birthdays. This Sunday, October 5th, is a great day.
Yes, it is. I'm going to get to two more celebrities, and I'm going to flip over to our local birthdays. Brian Johnson, 78, AC/DC, lead screamer, and yes, all sorts of songs we know from AC/DC, including Thunderstruck that was played during the Hope House Radio Request-a-thon last week. Speaking of that purple and gold team. And then Steve Miller, 82, the Joker, Fly Like an Eagle. Some great movies there as well. We have a couple of local birthdays on Saturday. Trent Bentilla is celebrating a birthday. And then also, John Moon is celebrating his 18th birthday on Saturday. Happy birthday to you, John. And I gave your parents some great gift ideas. That's all I'm going to say right now. We're just going to leave that one alone, John. So happy birthday to John. And then also, on Sunday, we have our own local celebrity birthday. This one is huge. Happy birthday to our morning show. Follow up after our morning show guy into the afternoon. Jay Roberts is celebrating his birthday. So if you
get happy birthday, Jay.
I'm excited. We got to hang out with Jay last Thursday during the Hope House Radio Request-a-thon. And I got to hang out with him again yesterday, helping him out with some tech things. I actually jumped on the air for him yesterday afternoon for a little bit as well. So
teamwork makes the dream work, man.
It does.
It doesn't. Like I said earlier, that October 5th, that's a great day. See, I didn't even know that Jay was also born on that day.
Yes.
So what a great day. I'm looking forward to Sunday just because there's going to be so many things to celebrate and so many people to like call up and say happy birthday. And it's just a great day. It's going to be a great weekend. It's also like going to be like summertime weather, right?
It is. Shorts weather. Going to be great. As a reminder, you have 9 minutes to text in this hour's keyword in our Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text to Win contest. The keyword is love, L-O-V-E. Text that in before 8 o'clock this morning to be entered into our daily drawing and grand prize drawing brought to you by Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster, State Farm Insurance, agent Chris Stanton, and Back Road Baraboo Motors. Again, this hour's keyword, love, L-O-V-E. You need to text that in before 8 o'clock to win. Emily, you'll be back with us at 8:10 for more shenanigans.
More shenanigans must ensue. See you at 8:10.
Yes, see you at 8:10. You know, we always have fun here on our Friday mornings. Coming up, we'll get you back to some more great music with Steve Winwood on Max FM. Big
deals. Today's big deal of the day, Sweet Sanctuary Services in Portage. Is your inbox overwhelming you? Does your space need a little more organization? Let KC of Sweet Sanctuary Services give you a fall cleanup. She'll organize your computer, closets, or other cluttered spaces so you're ready to roll for the months ahead. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com right now and purchase $65 gift certificates for just $16.25. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
All aboard!
It's pumpkin train time at the Riverside and Great Northern Railway in Wisconsin Dells. Every Saturday and Sunday in October, enjoy the beautiful Wisconsin Dells countryside, and all the kids get a free pumpkin with the ride. Tickets are going fast, so buy online today at DellsTrain.com. That's DellsTrain.com. Great family memories are made at the Riverside and Great Northern Railway.
Fast, reliable, affordable. Most internet services don't give you all three, but U.S. Cellular Home Internet does. A trio in perfect harmony. Fast speeds, a solid network, and just $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details. And with our fastest 5G Plus plan, get a $200 gift card. Visit Cell Plus, your local authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, Reedsburg, and Mauston.
There's no way around it. Buying or selling your home can be a complicated process. Hi, I'm Mike Y with Weikert Realtors Great Day Group. I've been licensed in real estate since 1997 and have decades of business experience to help guide you through those complications. Connect you with all the licensed professionals to make the process go smoothly and make sure you are making the right decisions surrounding your investment. Most likely one of the most important decisions of your life. So let me help you simplify the process. When you are ready to buy or sell, reach out to me at 608-393-9372.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
Maximum hits. Maximum.
Hold on, little girl. Show me what he's done to you. Stand up, little girl. A broken heart can't be that bad. When it's through, it's through. Fate would twist of both of you. So come on, baby. Come on over. Let me be the one to show you.
I'm the one who wants to be with you. Deep inside, I hope you.
Just to be the next to be with you.
Cock it and pull it.